Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, great to have you with us. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Adrian Rand Robeson, a husband, father, cowboy, rancher, grandfather, born and raised in the wide open spaces of southeastern Idaho. An entrepreneur and successful businessman spending 36 years in the life insurance and financial services industry, reaching the pinnacle of his profession. Chartered life underwriter training council fellow, a life qualifying member of the Million Dollar Roundtable and Top of the Table, the ultimate standard of excellence for life insurance professionals, a registered representative with Series 6, 7, 65, 63, and 26 licensing. Rand developed the Legacy Network, Idaho's largest insurance brokerage. He's also an ex-convict, having served 4 months at a federal penitentiary at the age of 68 for rebating insurance premiums. His book, From Pride to Prison, is a story filled with humor, tears, lots of cowboy logic, warning what can happen when you stand on the summit of success and allow hubris to distort the view. Rand Robeson, author of From Pride to Prison, is our guest on This Week in America. Rand, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
I'm delighted to be with you. That introduction makes me feel better already.
Well, what a life that you've led, and you're helping other people now with this book, which is so well done. The book is From Pride to Prison, a cautionary tale. Talk about the inspiration, why you decided to write this book.
The biggest reason I decided to write the book is because I read about other people that had been indicted. And I was never indicted. I took a plea before the indictment, but other people that had been indicted, and I read the book on you can indict a ham sandwich and on and on. And I wanted to, my wife kept saying, how can they do that? How can they do that, Rand? And I said, hell, I don't know how they can do that. And I got thinking, somebody ought to write a book. So when I went to prison, I thought, I'm going to write a book. So I wrote a book.
And it's a book that tells the whole story. The book is called From Pride to Prison, A Cautionary Tale by A. Rand Robeson, R-O-B-I-S-O-N. Books available wherever books are sold. His website is arandrobeson.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to find out information and be able to order the book as well. The book's main message is about the consequences of one's pride. How can it affect the person for the worst, which in your case it did? How can that happen?
Here's what happens. A person in business gets successful, and one success breeds another success, and it should. And sometimes you get a little bit loose with the rules, thinking, well, maybe I follow the rules, but maybe every rule doesn't apply to me. You know, we drive up and down this highway all the time, the speed limit's 60 and I go 70 and nobody says a word.
Yes.
It's almost that fine of a line in a regulated industry. So rebating is legal in California, it's legal in Florida, it's not legal in Idaho, and I knew it and I did it. It was federally investigated, and I thought, oh, they'll just negotiate it away. It was my money I gave away. I didn't take their money, but it didn't. And the point I'm trying to make to you, Rick, is the power of the federal government, number one, is overwhelming. So you got to get it in your mind. They can do whatever they want to do. And if it happens to you, you got to believe that they can do it. But the real important thing for the guy listening, driving up and down the road, saying, well, what's this guy from Idaho got to say? Here's the message. If you think you or someone in your organization is crossing the line, or they're not doing it completely, but you're making plenty of money, do not turn a blind eye and stop what you're doing and stop the behavior. I don't mean to make that sound sticky, but I'm telling you, do not cross the line. That's number one. Number two, whatever you're doing and you got to change before you have to. Don't let circumstances make you change. You can change internally. And the third big thing is, I don't think I was in that ballpark, but you think of people like Bill Cosby or Manafort or even the attorney that was Trump's attorney. What was his name that just went to prison?
Oh, right? Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen. You know, you think about that. They get full of pride, they get some power, and they think they can get away with it. They shouldn't do it. Don't cross the line. And but their pride gets in their way. I'm telling you, their pride is what kills them.
And that's the name of the book. Yeah, From Pride to Prison, A. Rand Robeson, our guest on the program. I'm sorry, I cut you off. You had another thought to complete there.
You what, Rick?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I cut you off there. And you were talking about your thoughts, how it can affect a person for the worse by allowing one's pride to get in the way. Going through all the experiences we read about in the book, From Pride to Prison, what are some of the biggest lessons you learned? You might have already gone through some of those lessons that you learned by going through this experience.
Here's the biggest lesson. The biggest lesson is don't think too much of yourself, that you're so important or that what you do, that you can't be brought right down to size. Now, if the people see themselves as they're making the money and they're unpopular in their community. But I'm telling you, be very careful, because just about the time you think you're important is the time life has a way of bringing you back down to earth. That's lesson number one. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. And
don't get to thinking you're all that important. The second thing is, don't be deceived that if you're crossing the line that you're going to get away with it, because you're not. If you're sneaking around, sooner or later it's going to come home to haunt you. Now, I don't like the sound of just saying, don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't cross the line. That's the second lesson. So, and the third lesson is be real careful about what you're doing, how you're doing it. And I always said I don't want to spend a lot of money on attorney fees, but if I had a letter from the attorneys that knew what we were doing, I would never have gone to prison. Because it wasn't like I was operating in a vacuum.
Right.
With me? So I'm trying to help
yes.
you. I mean, you ask me more questions, and my hope is that somebody out there will listen and read the book. That book's got a lot of lessons in it. But you talk to me, and you ask me a question, I'll answer it, Rick.
Well, and you're very honest in the book in talking about those, and I'm sure that's resonating with people who are listening, people who are reading the book. It's like, wow, I just... You sort of go through life, and you mentioned attorney fees. I really don't need them. I understand what I'm doing. Rationalizing in your own mind. The book is From Pride to Prison. A. Rand Robeson, our guest on the program. You end up in prison with the sentence. What kept you going? How did you survive during that period, being a very successful, independent businessman, to suddenly being a prisoner?
Well, I probably survived like many of this audience out here that's going to listen, that just the way they survived a very tough, horrible circumstances. You do it one day at a time, just one day at a time. You know, in Viktor Frankl's book, and I wrote this in the book, what he did is he said, I had to do four things every day. I had to find something humorous. I had to do something good for someone else, and I had to find something beautiful every day. So one of the things he found that was beautiful was a tree just outside the prison wall, and he could look out and he could see it, and he said, you know, that's pretty. So you think about your worst circumstance, and believe it or not, you got to say to yourself, I better find something positive about this day. Something positive, and the last one, something to be grateful for every day. Now, there's a million things for us to be grateful for. But if we wake up in the morning being grateful to be alive, to have a family or people that care about us and a belief, what could be better? Well, so the answer is fill yourself with gratitude every morning.
And that comes out vividly in the book From Pride to Prison. You mentioned something that's interesting. That support structure that you had, how important was that, the people there for you during this period? How important was that in helping you get through these circumstances?
It was everything. It was everything. You know, you and me, Rick, in our personal lives and in those audience listening out there, they know that those relationships are everything. And poor is the man or woman who doesn't have relationships with somebody that loves them unconditionally, and we want to love back. So what's important are relationships, relationships of trust, relationships of understanding, and those relationships is what gets you through the crisis.
You talk about it, again, so well, the experiences that you went through throughout this, the whole venture here, the whole situation, From Pride to Prison, the name of the book, the experiences you went through while you were actually serving time. You write about those. What maybe the most unforgettable experience that you had, if there's one or several that you can recall?
I'd like to remember, tell you that there's lots of vivid little experiences. There's nothing really in particular comes to mind. I remember that I was walking in the circle, and there was you could hear the gun cock in the guard tower, and he fired two shots into that cement thing below, or that dirt pile below him. And everybody in the yard hits the ground, and I remember that. There's an incident in the book where I made friends with, his name is Henry Butler, who was a drug dealer, high profile, and I mentioned his name to my wife, and it's a good story in the book. They're a well-to-do family. In the movie industry, a black guy, no pun intended, his name is Henry Butler, they call him Black. So that was an experience, but by and large, the biggest experience that you learn is this. Those people that your daddy and your mama told you never to associate with, which would be the underbelly of society, when you go to bed at night and you're depending on those people, perhaps to save your life, the fact that they got tattoos and an earring and a whole bunch of other stuff is the least you care, or the color of their skin, that's the least thing you care about. What you care about is this human being may save my life today. And the boundaries of ethnic origin and color and all of those things don't even matter. What you care about the most is this human being in front of me could save my life.
It's a real inside glimpse at the U.S. prison system. There's so much in the book, From Pride to Prison. A. Rand Robison, our guest on the program. Once you went through this experience, why did you decide, what was the purpose in mind in writing the book and taking your story and in sharing with others? Why did you do that?
I was hoping, and I said it in the book, if there's one person out there, just one, that read this book and said, you know what, I know in our business we're crossing the line. I know in my personal life I'm crossing the line, and I got to stop it. Even if it's something so minor you think nobody will care and it doesn't matter, stop it, and stop it now. And the reason I wrote the book is because there is nothing worse than being on a pedestal in your community and in society and et cetera, and reading about yourself in the paper that you're going to go to prison. I mean, you can go from being recognized in your community and being a good guy and all of those important things to a bum. And when you do that, when you make that big fast fall, you'll find that those friends you thought you had are very damn few.
What challenges did you have in writing this book, getting this published, getting your thoughts together to take to the world?
Yeah, let me tell you what happened. So I was scared that the government would do something if I used names, and I did take some names out. And so I wrote the book third person. I was Spur in the book. My sister, God rest her soul, who died, she read the book, and she said, you know, I like you, but why don't you just tell the book? Why don't you just tell the story like it is and quit trying to be somebody else? And I thought, good enough for me.
So
I
yes.
said I'd deal with it. I'll just tell it like it is. And I did. I just told it like it was. Now, what you're going to have as a challenge is you got to get people around that'll help you put your words into writing so it sounds like you're talking to them. So I read that book, and it's on CD. And so you order the CD. I read lots of books, and I listen to more books than I read. But so the challenges you have is just what we're talking about, getting all those thoughts and all those things in a pattern and in order, so you can so it reads good instead of just a, because we've all bought books and we didn't know where in the world they were going with it.
Yeah, but I do with yours, and you did an excellent job of laying out, of formatting the book, of telling the story. And it's a very honest story from Bride to Prison by our guest on the program, Rand Robeson. You really are an excellent writer. Are you working on other books?
You know, I am working on another book, and the name of the book is Returning Home from Your Own Funeral. So, because what I find is when you're in prison, you're kind of dead. And when you come home, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, well, life moved on. So, but it's in the very beginning stages. But, yeah, I like to write.
Well, as I say, you do an excellent job.
I have ADD, so I only get started for a few hours and I do something else. That's my problem.
Well, get back and finish your writing, because I'm looking forward to reading the next book. A minute or so left in the program here. What advice can you give, and you do in the book, what can you share with the listeners about how to, you may be successful top of the mountain, but you can still fall from there?
Well, I think you said it. Just take, here's the key. Don't take yourself too serious, but take what you do serious, really serious. But don't take yourself too serious. You're just a human being, and you'd like to look in the mirror and tell everybody you're really something, but you're not. But what you do, if you're in a service industry and you help people, and you're doing something that helps them, either you're an accountant or you're an attorney or a real estate broker or a life insurance agent, and you're helping people with their lives, then you take what you do serious, but don't take yourself serious, because you're just another number, frankly.
The book From Pride to Prison, working with you on this book to get the message out to the public and to reach people has been Reader's Magnet. Talk about your experience in working with them. What's that been like?
Perfect. I mean, I got Lee Benson to help me put the words in order, and he did a great job, and I'm forever indebted to him. So he helped me, yeah.
And the message will be out and will help a lot of people. And again, it's a look at the prison system. It's a look at crime and punishment. So much in the book, to highly recommend it. Excellent job by our author, a guest, A. Rand Robeson. The book is From Pride to Prison. His website is very simple, arandrobeson.com. The book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. And you can link on directly to Rand's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Rand, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on an excellent book, able to help quite a few people. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program.
Hey. Well, thank you for visiting, Rick, and thanks to your audience. Thank you, bye.
It is our pleasure. The book, From Pride to Prison, the guest, A. Rand Robeson. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.